Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have a two-part show here today and tomorrow, and I've titled it Inconvenienced for Liberty. For Liberty and the Declaring of Independence. Let's go to the Lord in prayer first for such a time as this. God, put those in place. Whom he calls and commands to speak his word. We are to be his beacon of truth. Let his light shine through us and encourage his people. Matthew 5:16 says, Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. For such a time as this, let us pray for this nation. Lord God Almighty, who has made all peoples of the earth for your glory, to serve you in freedom and peace. Grant to the people of our country a zeal for justice and the strength of forbearance, that we may use our liberty in the accordance with your gracious will, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Like I said, today's show is going to be the first of two parts, Inconvenience for Liberty. It was suggested, actually, by one of you, that we take a look at the signers of the Declaration of Independence. And I want to do that, and I want to share even more with you, thus the two-part series. America seems to have forgotten how important God and liberty are to a free people. Without God, we have no freedom. There can be no liberty. In a time such as this, people are in great discord, mostly out of ignorance and the lack of knowledge regarding our beginning, our past, and our now, and our future as a nation. Many like to quote the phrase, separation of church and state. Our Liberty Bell hosts a scripture from Leviticus 25:10. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land and unto all the inhabitants thereof. Liberty. The word is synonymous with the words such as right, freedom, independence, and emancipation. You've heard me quote often Alexander Hamilton's statement of, There's a certain enthusiasm in liberty, making mankind rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism. Those men of long ago, they longed for liberty. They did an act of bravery and heroism. But it was treason. And it most certainly, was not convenient for their lives or in their lives. It seems we always look at this document, the Declaration of Independence, once a year, whether we need to or not, we look at it once a year. Its relevance is a lifetime. It wasn't written on a whim. The tensions and the grievances had been building up for some time. 56 men signed that document, the Declaration of Independence, and put in motion historic events which I dare say are still ongoing. Freedom is never truly won. The battle continues. There are always those who want to rob you of your liberty and make you slaves to them in some way, shape, size, or form, in some fashion. Unfortunately, it's human nature to want power over another. We've seen that through the history of this nation, power struggles, whether political parties or other. It is also human nature to want to be left alone, to live life independently and free of orders and mandates from others, especially government. Some hate this nation. They hate its history. I believe it's because they do not understand. Oh, we have scars. Scars from the wars and the battles we fought. That is true. while there will always be bullies in the world, America has always been known for her generosity and one who will stand up for liberty, even at great personal and national sacrifice. We won't have time to look in detail at each one of the 56 signers. We will look at just a few and take a glimpse into their lives and how they were inconvenienced. Perhaps we can get the feel of what they felt and the life sacrifices they made for liberty, for our liberty. It didn't just happen. Several years ago, I shared a timeline of our revolution. Well, there's a timeline of our Declaration of Independence. It's interesting to see how this happened and transgressed into liberty. The Declaration of Independence is a chronological event. Thomas Jefferson, on June 11th of 1776, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Roger Sherman, and Robert R. Livingston appointed to a committee to draft a Declaration of Independence. That was in June. Also, June the 12th through the 27th in 1776, Jefferson, at the request of the committee, drafts a declaration of which only a fragment exists. Jefferson's clean or fair copy, the original rough draft, is reviewed by the committee. Both documents are in the manuscript collections of the Library of Congress. June 28th, a fair copy of the committee draft of the Declaration of Independence is read in Congress. July 1 through the 4th in 1776, Congress debates independence as the British fleet... Congress declares independence as the British fleet and army arrive at New York. On July 4th, 1776. The other was July the 2nd. July 4th, 1776. Congress adopts the Declaration of Independence in the morning of a bright, sunny, but cool Philadelphia day. John Dunlap prints the Declaration of Independence. These prints are now called the Dunlap broadsides. 24 copies are known to exist, two of which are in the Library of Congress. One of these was Washington's personal copy. On July the 5th, John Hancock, president of the Continental Congress, dispatches the first of Dunlap's broadsides of the Declaration of Independence to the legislators, New Jersey and Delaware. July 6th, Pennsylvania Evening Post of July 6th prints the first newspaper rendition of the Declaration of Independence. July 8th, the first public reading of the Declaration is in Philadelphia. I thought that was amazing, the first reading. July 9th, Washington orders that the Declaration of Independence be read before the American Army in New York. July 19th, Congress orders the Declaration of Independence engrossed, officially inscribed, and signed by the members. August the 2nd, delegates begin to sign engrossed copy of the Declaration of Independence. A large British reinforcement arrives at New York after being repelled at Charleston, South Carolina. January 18, 1777. Congress, now sitting in Baltimore, Maryland, orders that signed copies of the Declaration of Independence, printed by Mary Catherine Goddard of Baltimore, be sent to the states. Each state received a copy of the Declaration of Independence. When we come back, we're going to start talking about some of those signers of the Declaration of Independence and how their lives were changed and inconvenienced for liberty. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. For liberty we will stand, and we will be right back.